Welcome to the final week of the Usui Virtual Retreat. In the first weeks of our retreat, we contemplated Reiki as a healing practice and Reiki as a spiritual practice. There is more. This week, we'll contemplate Reiki as a transformational practice. If you've been practicing Reiki self-treatment regularly for a while, you've already experienced how your Reiki practice transforms your experience of life over time in small, slow, often unnoticeable steps. If you are new to Reiki self-treatment, you can look forward to living with a growing awareness of connection and support. I'm sure you'll agree that living with a sense of connection and support is a profound transformation. So how does Reiki practice transform our understanding from often feeling isolated, alone, powerless, you fill in the blank, to feeling a new and increasing sense of support and connectedness? Practicing Reiki accomplishes this transformation by connecting us to that which connects us, by putting us in the intimate presence of that subtle level of reality which transcends limits and boundaries and which we share with all that is. As we sense this presence, we feel connected to ourselves, connected to one another, connected to life itself. As we continue to practice, this sense of connection begins to inform our lives and the choices we make. When we think about it, we can see that all pain comes from believing that we are somehow inherently separate. Because we believe we are separate, we believe we are limited. We live in fear of abandonment, fear of death, fear of loss, fear of rejection. The list of variations is long, but they are really just variations on the theme of separation and fear. So we live in separation, tasting the current flavor of fear, and we long for connection. Sometimes we long for connection with such an intensity that it burns our pride. When we're smart, we let that burning lead us back to our practice. And when we practice Reiki self-treatment, we experience connection. I often hear people speak of Reiki energy. It's not that I think it's wrong to think of Reiki as some kind of energy, but it is limited. Thinking of Reiki as energy is rather like being near the ocean and focusing so much on the waves that you forget about the ocean itself. But without the ocean, there would be no waves. The waves are superficial compared to the majesty and the vastness of the ocean. This week, I invite you to enrich your understanding and experience by choosing to go deeper. As the mind wanders into Reiki energy territory, let's keep bringing it back to Reiki, the ocean, Reiki, the source. This week, let's dive into Reiki as source. Not just the source of Reiki energy, but the source of all, the source of you, the source which expresses as you in all your individual unique details, your very own essence, and the essence of all that is. What if that's what Reiki truly is? Not something separate that comes through us, but rather what we truly are, our very own essence, our ground of being, our being. And that's why Reiki practice transforms us from a sense of isolation to an experience of connection. Reiki is the connection. Reiki practice connects us to that which connects us. Reiki. I want to be clear. It's not that once we start practicing Reiki self-treatment regularly, we never again experience a sense of isolation. These feelings still come around from time to time. That's just the nature of the mind. But as we practice Reiki self-treatment regularly, every day, the feeling of separation and isolation becomes less real and less appealing. We don't fall for it so easily when it shows up. It's as if our default state gets reset with continual Reiki practice. Reiki practice connects us to that which connects us. And now, let's practice.